Sally has bought a Glockenspiel for our band.
What's a what a Glockenspiel?
A Glockenspiel. I can't say it.
Now, is that? It sounds like one of those kids' toys.
Is it a kid's toy?
No, it's a very grown-up person's musical instrument.
And I have my synth here, but I don't have the plug to plug it in, so...
This is We Heart Music Radio, and this is Vo and...
Sally.
Krista. Oh, no, I'm Krista, sorry. As you can see, I'm not an actor.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, introducing the soft sounds of We Heart Music Radio. By the cool cats at WeHeartMusic.com.
All right, so before we get started on what we're listening to at the moment, I want to get an update from you guys for the Playground Weekender, right?
Yeah.
Any new bands being added? Any bands?
There has been, actually. If you give me half a second, I'll just open my email.
What about, I see you also interviewed a band that's going to be playing.
Called Cameras, right? Yes. Yeah, shamefully, I had never heard them before. But, you know, I thought, well, why not have a little chat, see what their story is. And, I spoke to... Fraser, who's the guitarist, probably took me about 6 minutes because I ran out of questions. But quite a nice guy, and have a read of what I wrote. Pretty much, I only asked about 3 questions. Yeah.
From your fanzines, they did a help that having the that experience of interviewing bands and stuff.
Back when I used to do the fanzine and I used to interview bands, I was a teenager, and I guess I had less shame in a way that I guess being a teenager, they expected me to ask extremely immature questions. So back then I used to ask things like, so what's your favorite biscuit? And because we used to, the zine was called Kill the Cod, we'd always ask, how would you kill the cod as the last question. So that was always a couple of default questions that we had. But I always, you know, you don't want to ask them, so, you know, who are your influences? And because they probably answer that question once every 4 hours. So try to steer away from that. That's why I kind of ran out of questions, because I didn't really know much about the band. So I just tried to get him to explain it pretty much.
So what kind of questions?
Well, I asked basically, you know, for someone like me who had never heard them before, how would someone describe Cameras?
That's a good one.
Yeah. Well, he said that's a pretty hard question, but yeah. I did ask a silly question. I asked him what his favorite red wine was.
Red wine.
The one that's red, right?
Yeah. Red colored.
We'll be right back. So actually, if I were to ask him a question, I was probably going to ask him about the normality of their names, which is cameras. If they're going to have a problem with when they become more popular. You know what I mean?
No.
Well, okay, right now, if you do a search for cameras, you're not going to get the ban. You know?
No, I found that out the hard way.
There's a lot of bands like that. There's a band from Sydney called Songs. It's like, how on earth are you supposed to find that on Google?
Yeah, exactly my point. And plus, I'm sure there's going to be other bands that's probably called Cameras.
Yeah, I think there is.
Exactly. So, anyway, that's probably one other thing I would ask. But a lot of bands, when they answer those questions, is they'll be like, we didn't think about that. You know, when we called ourselves or some name like that. You know what I mean?
Or yeah, things that just don't work in Google, like.
Yeah, and there's a Swedish band called Studio. It's like, I can't find that.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so what other bands have been added to the massive playlist?
Well, as of yesterday, they had the fifth lineup announcement. So now we've got, according to this email, internationally acclaimed funk purveyors, Sydney-based Space Invaders. Oh, yeah.
Space Invaders sounds like a really cool, like, video gamey kind of band.
Funk purveyors, though.
Still a cool name.
Ooh, and something or other called The Wall, which looks as though it's kind of a...
Pink Floyd tribute?
No, it looks like it's a club thing.
You'll love that.
Sydney's best arts-based night, The Wall, will be taking over The Shack Bar. 50 selected artists will be allocated a single panel to create artworks in any medium they wish. Oh, that sounds quite hippie-esque, doesn't it?
But that's what the festival is. It's like...
And there's a whole big sort of thing about the fancy dress, Saturday fancy dress. So I don't know about that.
Have the timetables been released?
But I've got my chicken costume from my Christmas party that I can dig out.
I have to go and get the pantsuit back out.
That'll go down excellently. Peace and lot of love from putting on a blindfold. When she knew she had been bad, she met another blanket out of fancy dress. It was the best sex that she ever had.
Hey, I have a question. I'm looking at the guest list, the Weekender lineup, and this is an old list, but the list one for DJ Tricky, is that actually Tricky, or is it some DJ name's Tricky? So, because that it could be kind of confusing.
Probably be some random DJ, I'd say.
Right. All right. It's just very confusing. He should change his name.
So who else? There's a few more I've just noticed at the bottom of this email. More acts. Announced yesterday, Spruce Lee, Magic Happens.
I like that name.
Bad Ezzy, I don't know what that is. Cassette, 16 Tacos, Wedding Fingers, DJ Crane, Alex Pye, that rings a bell. Why does that ring a bell? I'm not sure. Gadget, Nick York, Pipe Mix. I've never heard of any of these things. So.
No, obviously we are not up with this.
Yeah, I live in the past.
I know you guys are already like targeted on like Blue Juice and the Cribs, but I was wondering, do you guys like the Polyphonic Spree at all? Because they're listed on here.
Mm. Indeed, yes.
I don't. Doesn't do much for me.
Of course, I'll be watching them.
There's like 80 of them on stage.
I know they're like the largest band as far as assembly goes. There's got to be like at least 80 people on stage, right?
Why aren't we on the lineup? We are up and coming, and
because we don't have any songs yet.
That does not matter.
Who hearts music? You heart music. Who hearts music? We heart music. You like music, we like music. You like music, we like music. Let's all listen to some music.
Let's get to the meat of the matter, right?
Meat.
Obviously, we can't really do the festival lineup thing because Duncan isn't here. He's probably passed out asleep in his own vomit, but I'm just joking.
we're not all like you.
I'm just joking. So I propose we do like what music we've been listening to, because that should be fairly easy, right?
Should be.
It's
won't be very profound, but it's easy.
All right. So let's. You can go first if you want.
Oh, thank you. Well, basically, taking into account that I listen to music on my iPod most of the day, while I'm at work, while I'm supposedly working, while I'm on the train, and sort of when I get home, I've always got my iPod or my iTunes going. So, sadly, I suppose it's sad, a little bit sad. I clearly am still stuck in the 90s. Just now looking at my Last FM, as we were just discussing, there is nothing in this list of my recent plays that lie any time after the year 2000, really. Apart from, I'm listening to quite a I suppose the horrors I've been listening to, Blue Juice, which we've covered.
That's like latter.
Franz Ferdinand. Well, only a few of their songs I listen to. But
do you like any particular favorite Franz Ferdinand songs?
I like, what's that one called? I listen to Ulysses, like off their new album, Ulysses, and that Know You Girls. That's what it's called.
I like that song.
I listen to those songs quite a lot. They're the only two that made it onto my iPod. No, but you are now, boy. So sinister, so sinister. The last night was wild. What's the matter there? Feeling kind of anxious. That hot blood grew cold. Yeah, everyone, everybody knows it. Yeah, everyone, everybody knows it. Everybody knows it. And I've also actually been listening to quite a bit of Motown stuff, because on the 19th of February, I actually bought tickets for me and Mum to go to this Motown sort of evening in Sydney. But since then, Mum has decided she doesn't want to go. So
why doesn't she want
to
go?
Oh, she cannot come to Sydney because she has nowhere to put the cat.
But isn't she bringing the cat here?
See, that was the plan, but drama, you know.
Can't you give it to Nana to look after?
Apparently it's too... I don't know. Nothing makes sense when it comes to my mother, so...
Oh, the cat.
The cat's just evil, and it would eat my whole flat if it came here. There'd be claw marks through walls. It would dig a hole through the cement wall.
Is that why you left it at Newcastle?
Yes, that's why.
Maybe the cat can eat that bird that's...
It probably would have a good go. But anyway, I've been listening to a lot of Motown because I think I'm probably have to... I don't know if I'm going to go yet, because that's the same night as, you know, that same weekend as Playground Weekend is on, so...
Wow, yes. Tough call.
I'm yet to work out what I'm going to do with those tickets. But, I've been sort of singing along to some, Supremes and some... what's her name?
What? Diane... what's her name?
Diane, what's her name?
Ross.
Yeah, Diana Ross.
Thank you.
Not a huge fan. You know, some Jackson 5.
Oh, that's a classic, yeah.
The Marvelettes, Mary Wells, Temptations.
Wow. Who's the one that did I Heard It Through the Grapevine? Was it the Temptations?
That was Marvin. Oh, there's about 47 different
versions of it. Yeah, all right.
I've got one here by Gladys Knight and the Pips. I've also got another version, Marvin Gaye.
But,
guess. But so I've been listening to a lot of that. That's always good sing-along music when you're supposed to be doing work.
Through the mirror of my mind, time after time, I see reflections of you and me. Reflections of the way life used to be. Reflections of
But other than that, I've been, you know, back listening to a lot of Jesus and Mary Chain. I've been just, yeah, completely filled my iPod with Jesus and Mary Chain, basically. A lot of uplifting tunes to get me through the day.
It seems like more of a depressing kind of band, aren't they? I mean...
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, some of their songs are quite... They're not really poppy as such, but I danced to them. But they're still quite... Not depressing as such, but they're not very uplifting.
Melancholy,
that is exactly right.
You're probably going to think I'm not a huge fan, but what's the song they did that had, is it I Want to Die Like Jesus Christ? Or
What's it called? It starts with the letter R.
All right, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
That's what matters.
What's that song? Let me just find it. Reverence.
So, Kristen, have you been listening to pretty much the same thing? Think you are. All right.
Not at all.
Can I predict it's going to be young and fresh and...
with the cool
well,
kids.
What's on my Last FM?
Let's have a look.
What's your username?
Her username is Enofield.
Enofield.
All right, I can't spell that. You go ahead and figure it out.
Well, do you want me to talk about where I listen to music?
Oh, if you like.
Well, in the car when I'm driving to work, especially if I buy a CD on the weekend, it's the first thing that goes in my car CD player. And I listen to a lot of music at work. Yeah, I listen to a lot of music at work because I have my iTunes at work and I've got my Last FM profile synced up to that, so... Basically, I'm at work for 8 hours a day and my iTunes is constantly going, so I'm always listening to something.
What have you been listening to?
Well, going by my Last FM, obviously the number one position falls to Pulp, and that's only because I've recently acquired some more bootlegs of Pulp and Jarvis, and I've got a Pulp bootleg from Perth, their first ever Australian show shop. So I've been flogging that to death because it's Australia and it's Pulp and it's fantastic. Florence and the Machine. I'm not sure if you've heard of her.
Yeah, actually, I reviewed her her debut CD and yeah. I actually quite like it. I mean,
yeah, it's really really cool. She's out here now touring Australia.
I actually read something funny that Liam Gallagher said about her.
Yeah,
hold on, let me find
it.
This should be good.
What do you say?
Not sure. Liam is such an idiot. I want to hear what he has to say.
Hang on.
But yeah, I think as I recall when I reviewed it, is that I think she's the daughter of an actress or an actor.
Really? Yeah, that's sort of.
So that kind of helped her gain a bit of a fame, and then, but yeah, she. She has a really interesting voice. I like her voice a lot. And she has a couple really weird ones where there's this fight in one where she's punching you or something, or she's punching the her boyfriend or something.
No, it's a great album. It's I was trying to describe it to a friend the other day, and it's sort of euphoric in a way. Like, it's not... I don't really like girly music, but it kind of reminds me of Kate Bush in a way as well, and I really like her, so...
Well, the quote I've got, which is quite funny, says, "No, I'm not having someone with ginger hair making music. I'm not going down that road. I'm sure she's a nice girl, but she sounds like someone stood on her fucking foot."
Bless.
Liam.
Well, he doesn't say that she's crap or anything. He doesn't say that she's crap.
She sounds like someone stood on her foot. Fucking foot.
Well, well, Liam, you haven't made a good album since about 94, so anyway.
Oh, boom.
Oh, snap.
You hit me once, I hit you back. You gave a kick, I gave a slap. You smashed a plate over my head. Then I set fire to our bed. You hit me once, I hit you back. You gave a kick, I gave a slap. You smashed a plate over my head. Then I set fire to our bed. Oh, my black eye casts no shadow. Your red eye sees no blame. Your slaps don't stick, your kicks don't hit. So we remain the same. Elastics, sweat drips. Break the lock if it don't fit. Kicking the teeth is good for some. A kiss with a fist is better than none.
John Barry. Do you know who John Barry is?
No, you're going to have to explain to him. He looks like Ben Folds 5, actually. He looks like him.
John Barry is like, he did all the Bond soundtracks, and I'm really into soundtracks. And I've got like a 4-CD set of all his music, and it's just really good.
Hey, that picture is deceiving. He looks young in that picture, but he's actually an older man.
Yeah, I think he's dead now.
Oh, that's probably why.
Yeah.
Cryogenically frozen.
Yeah. I don't really know what to say about him. He's just, I just like soundtrack music, so.
But yeah, he mostly does instrumentals and stuff like that, right?
Yeah. I found out about him through the Bond soundtracks, and I think he did all of them with Shirley Bassey, and I think he did the one with Duran Duran, which is rubbish. But yeah, I'm a bit weird. I like English pop music and then I like weird orchestra music.
Alright, so who else do you, it looks like at the drive-in, I'm kind of surprised to see that on your most playlist.
Yeah, see that's the thing, I've got very varied tastes. I'm like,
what are you saying?
At the drive-in, I've only got that one album, and I can't even remember what it's called. What is it called? Relationship of Command. And I think that came out when I was like in maybe 10?
When you were 10?
No, year 10.
Oh.
And
I remember I saw them at the,
yeah,
the big day out. I don't know why.
I don't know. I don't know why I like this music. It just kind of, it gets me through my day. It's nice and loud as well. And it's, like, I'm not a fan of the Mars Volta. I think that's repulsive, that kind of music. But there's something kind of poppy about the drive-in. And they're very energetic on stage.
Yeah.
I remember
they
got, that people were throwing things at them, so they only played about three songs.
Yeah. They're very serious. They take themselves really, really seriously. I won't say what I was going to say.
My story of at the drive-in is at the Coachella Festival.
Mm.
We're standing in line, and some lady gave people in line the CD, and so I looked at the CD, and it was At the Drive, and it was the first EP or perhaps the album. And they're basically just giving the album that day. And that's how I kind of came to know about them. But otherwise, it's really not my kind of thing. It's too rock and roll for me.
Yeah. I'm certainly not into bands like that, but I guess they're the oddity in my... Them and Faith No More are the oddities in my CD collection. You can sort of see a vague thread through most of the CDs that I own, but then you get sort of rocky stuff like that. But that's all right. I can deal with that.
Yeah, but you're right. They are really fun to watch live, though. Yeah. Because just watching the energy on stage, it's like that guy's jumping up and down. And I mean, he had this huge afro or whatever.
Yeah, he still does. He still does. I think it's bigger these days as well.
It probably weighs more than his head.
Tasteless amputations went to their range. Should have access now.
B-52s. I love the B-52s.
Yeah, what's that album?
Mesopotamia.
Can't pronounce it properly. But I got that the other day, and I don't know why it took me so long to discover it, because it's ace. It's absolutely ace.
You know, I really love Fred's voice. He has this sled.
Yeah, they're really weird.
Yeah, you know, I got me a car, it's as big as a whale. <That's>...
not so much that song, like that's pretty cheesy, but this is a great, I don't even know if it's an album, I think it's like an EP or something they did back in the day.
They have songs that aren't cheesy, is this what you're trying to tell me?
Yes, I'm saying they have songs that are like just really cool.
Oh my god.
Indie dance songs. Yeah.
We were at a party. The dear love fell in the day. Someone reached in and grabbed it. What a rock lobster. Rock lobster. Rock lobster.
Oh, and Richard Hawley, who I got an album of his the other day called Cole's Corner, which I think is probably from about 2003 or 2004. Richard Hawley was, of course, in the Long Pigs.
Oh, wow. That's from the 90s.
Yeah, he was the guitarist, and he was also a guitarist with Pulp when they did their This Is Hardcore album.
Who did he substitute for?
Obviously, Russell Senior left, and then Mark Webber came to play lead guitar, and I guess they needed another guitarist to fill in, but Richard Hawley is by far the most technical out of all of them. He's a really good guitarist, and I think these days he's probably more popular than Pulp ever were. No, actually, no, that's bullshit. That's crap.
No, I don't.
I think in England, like, he's got a big fan base over there, which is good. He writes nice songs.
All right. Yeah, I'll have to check him out because I do remember liking the Long Pigs because they're kind of grouping with that Britpop thing. I wouldn't really consider them Britpop, would you? Or
I'm not sure. Are they Britpop?
They're grouped Long in Pigs. There, but...
they're not as poppy as some Britpop, but, you know, they're from kind of the same era, so I guess they could be lumped in. They often are lumped in, I guess.
Oh, and Phoenix.
Yeah, they're the French band, right?
Yeah, French band. I can't believe it. In Australia, they're so popular now. It's horrible because I've actually followed them since before their first album, which was like 2000. I always thought of them as my little band that I loved, and no one else knew about them. And now they're selling out the Horden in Sydney and selling out an Australian tour, and they're really, really popular. Which is all right. It's fine. I can deal with it. But now I can't get up the front. And
you could
touch Thomas.
Touch him on his arms.
Yeah. I did. I touched him.
Are you gonna try and touch Johnny Marr somewhere?
No,
under his
I
arm?
Don't want to touch Johnny Marr. I've never found him remotely attractive.
Well, if you just touch him to better go one better than Young Bo here. Touch his arm.
What, touch him on his thigh?
Whoa. Slow down.
Whoa. Yeah, that's a little...
I would go as far as maybe his shoulder.
Right.
Like you did to, what was his name? From from Jarvis's band. Or you poked him and said,
"Oh, Steve."
Yeah, Steve. That's right.
I did. What? I had to poke twice. He didn't reciprocate my poke the first time. So anyway.
All right. Stop poking people.
Fever Ray? What about Fever Ray?
Actually, can I ask about New Order? What's your favorite New Order song?
I tell you what, for a few years there, they were running parallel with Pulp in my liking part. Does that make sense?
Liking part?
No, like, especially when I was at uni, I didn't listen to much Pulp, but I was really obsessed with New Order, I think, because we were going out a lot. And it's like, yeah, let's go clubbing.
Well, they've just got more songs. Like, they've got more songs. Their songs are, I guess, I want to say robust, but that's just a word I throw around a bit too often.
New Order, right, busty songs.
Robust, not right, busty songs.
what would be your favourite New Order song?
Well, I do love Crystal.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Oh, that's more recent though.
Yeah, it's a good one to dance to.
I really like Regret.
Yes,
that's
Regret.
Like
up there
ultimate
too.
Melancholy song.
The staple, like, you know, Blue Monday.
True Faith.
And
yeah, Bizarre Love Triangle.
Exactly.
Power, Corruption and Lies, there's a song called Ecstasy, which is quite possibly my favourite New Order song. So there you go.
Hall & Oates.
I noticed I got an email recently that they're bringing out a Hall & Oates tribute record.
But it doesn't have the song on it.
Doesn't have Out of Touch on it, which is a little bit strange. I think it's only volume one, I think there might be more to come. They're saving the best for last, perhaps.
Good. Out of Touch seems to be what would you call it? It's more just a...
It's kind of like 80s anthem.
Classic.
it's so just profound. Like, you look at the words and think, wow, it's a piece of...
Yeah, you know what? You're out of touch. I'm out of touch. We're out of touch.
That's great.
No, you are.
I am? What? No, I'm just here.
I was actually going to say, what are songs that you rock out to in your car? Like
Electric Blue.
Electric Blue, Out of Touch, definitely up on the list. I found... Disco
Electric
Down,
Blue, is that
seven.
By Ice House?
While we were thinking about our five bands we'd love to be in our ideal lineup for a festival, I was thinking Ice House would definitely be on my...
Well, that's great, because I'd probably go to your festival, so I wouldn't have to put them on my lineup. But Sally shared a very interesting fact with me the other day, and I was totally excited by that.
What's
about
the fact?
Ice House. Can I share it with you?
Well, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah,
no.
where I come from is a place called Port Macquarie, which is sort of up the coast from Sydney. And
well, it is. Yes.
It is, yes. And probably about 20 minutes away, the next town is called Wauchope. And Ivor Davies, lead singer and guitarist of Ice House, comes from Wauchope. And it blew my mind. It was like, wow, I come from a similar sort of... place. As
you breathe the same air, you grew up on the same water supply, no doubt.
Probably. Yeah, it's just
and he probably went to Fantasy Glades.
Quite possibly. Yeah,
that area has/had some very excellent tourist attractions. Like a giant cow, brilliant.
Oh, that was at Wauchope.
Timbertown,
that's
awesome.
At Wauchope.
There is a video, a Super 8 movie of me at Timbertown when I was about, I reckon I was 2. Excellent.
Well, Ice House big in America.
Oh, yeah. I mean, in the 80s, they had that Electric Blue song, as you remembered. And but that's all I can think of as far as that's the only song I know.
Disgraceful.
But it's a great song though.
Oh, it's, and you know what else is great about it? You know the video? Have you seen the video for it?
I don't recall, but
well, look it up on YouTube. It was shot in Sydney.
Really?
Yes. All the way, you know, at Central, you know, the youth hostel? It was shot on the rooftop there.
Ah.
Wiki told me.
Wow, it must be true.
Actually, I have everything that New Order's release, including like box sets, because it's such a shame that they kind of disappeared. You know, I know that I think Get Ready was their pretty much last album that they released.
No, they did another one.
Oh, maybe. Well, I don't have anything post that. Then.
Yeah,
maybe I don't have every album, but I love them though.
I've got, is it the retro box set, the one with the
Yeah, I got this huge on the box set.
Yeah. And I've got the factory box set, which is really nice.
Yeah, yeah. They put a ton of stuff. They got a lot of remixes.
Mm.
Not everything is good, but I mean they're awesome though. I mean, so what's Bernard or what's his name?
Bernard. I call him Barney.
What's he been doing? Because I haven't seen or heard from him in a while.
He's got that rubbish side project. He has something going at the moment, and it's just this. It's utter shite. I can't even remember.
That's a good name for a band.
Utter shite. But actually, Peter Hook seems to be carrying on the factory myth by doing a lot of DJing around the UK. And I think sort of in the last, well, since maybe 24-hour party people came out, there seems to be a sort of renewed interest in all things factory, hence why you've got all these books and the movies and and I know in Manchester at the moment where the old factory offices were, they've actually opened up a club there called FAC 51, which is kind of cool, but then at the same time, why can't they just leave it?
Yeah.
Like, just let it
die respectfully.
Yeah, instead of trying to make money from it. They didn't make money the first time around, so why bother now?
Did you ever get into the other two at all?
Gillian and Steve's band.
Yeah, the other two, yes.
I think I've only got one song of theirs, and I only have it because it's sort of New Order-ish.
All right. Actually, you know what I really love is that World in Motion song.
Yeah. Oh, no.
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 That's not the football one.
It's the football one. For some reason, that song just like is just unites me. You know, I don't know. I feel like I should go out, drink a couple of beer, and start kicking ass or something. You know,
and lose the World Cup.
lose the... well.